flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
All right, Courtney and Wiggy, I'm making an executive decision. You can join or not, totally your prerogative. Jackson 5 from here on is a story, and we say if it happened in Jackson's life or if it's a fake story. What do you think?
I like that idea.
I'm down for whatever.
Yeah.
Okay.
Luke, I mean, I do learn some things from the Jackson 5, you know, the fun facts, but I would like to know more about Jackson, and I think the audience would as well. Like, you're so mysterious in some ways, Jack.
Hey, I will reveal all the onion layers as much as you guys want me to.
Do you think
go ahead, Courtney.
Do you think that you will get married before or after Shine?
I think before, because we're starting to kind of get really down to, you know, planning.
Good.
Okay. What does that entail?
Just getting everything set up that we wanted to do that, you know, we felt rushed doing, like the, you know, the food and the...
And I hate to do this because, you know, God knows I have made more mistakes than anybody in the world, but if you're talking about falling in the shower and the last thing you mention is that you were drinking, you're probably trying to conceal that that was the cause.
No,
just,
I'm not concealing
it. Just throw it out there.
No,
it's okay.
We're all professional drinkers.
You're trying to say he's an alcoholic?
Yep, I am.
No.
I'm kidding. I speaking of an alcoholic, Dakota called in, and he wants to, I want to know, what blowback have you heard from this, and do you stand by the fact that the Celtics ownership is attempting to offload Jaylen Brown prior to a sale of the team, Dakota and Braintree?
So let me say this. This is not from anything from inside the Celtics or players, anybody tied to the Boston Celtics. This is coming from, like, the deal side, the finance side, as they're coming. They just called due all the bids as a report in the Globe. So the trade deadline's coming up on Feb 6. And if you look at what's on the book for next year's salaries, right, of $233 million for next season, with the escalator in the luxury tax, that means they're going to be paying $280 million in luxury taxes. $280 million. That's more than the entire salary. So you're going to pay $513 million, which puts them at a loss. And whoever takes over the team is going to be on the hook for that money. And when you look at the value of the team of $4 billion, $5 billion, they're not going to get $6 billion, I can tell you that. It's going to be somewhere maybe closer to $5 billion. But a team, when they buy any franchise, you only have to come up with 10% down. So on a $5 billion, you come up $500 million, and now you have to make those debt payments, and it's going to be financed. The other 90% is financed. So when you do anything, whether you're buying a house or buying anything, you're looking at your payments going forward. And they're going to have an extra $280 million on the books for next year. So if you work backwards from that, as these deals start coming in, the buyers are going to be looking at, all right, well, you know what? I was going to use that free the positive cash flow going forward to make the debt payments. And if I'm straddled with this salary and this $513 million payment for it in total, it's not going to happen that way. It's 100% guaranteed going into next season. There is someone's going to be gone, okay? It may be multiple people. And the only way from a value, and don't forget, I'm not saying I want to trade Jaylen Brown or somebody told me that Jaylen Brown's on their way out, but there's only a few players that they can move to get to remove $50 million above their current salary that gets them close to the threshold. And that's Jaylen Brown, Holiday, Porzingis, Derek White, or whatever. So whether it happens at the trade deadline, which they would maximize all their value, because if they wait until the offseason, what value are they going to get knowing that they're going to have to trade some of these guys? And if you do it in the offseason to match up salaries, you're going to have to take salaries back for another year. That doesn't do anything for next year's luxury tax. So
Dakota,
a deal has
one second,
to be done
quick,
at the trading
wait,
deadline.
Hold on, just one quick second. So let's say Pags or Rob Hale are the people that are winning the bid. They will offload Jaylen. You're saying no matter who owns this team, that Jaylen Brown will not be on the team next year?
Well, I think, I didn't say specifically Brown. Brown is the most logical choice because you can maximize your value for moving the salary. If you trade away Holiday, what type of return you're going to get for getting a salary off the books? Not anything. What are you going to trade for Porzingis, who, again, is hurt, not playing great? There's a lot of risk that goes with KP. You're not going to get much. So, again, I'm not here to play general manager of the Boston Celtics. I'm just saying the person that is most likely to get moved, whether it's before the deadline or definitely in the offseason, is going to be Jaylen Brown. And, again, I don't want to trade him, but I'm not the one that's running the team and going to be taking ownership of the team. Whether Wick's involved going forward or whether Pags is involved with the group, it doesn't matter. This deal has been 3 months late, Chris, if you remember. They said they wanted this wrapped up before the end of last year. And the biggest hang-up right now is this tax burden of the luxury for next year because it changes all the equations in the payments for the next ownership group.
Dakota, is the only way relieve some of that tax burden, and I know that Wick and ownership wouldn't want to do it, is that the new owners are maybe trying to lowball them because they know that they're going to have to deal with all this. Is that kind of like maybe something that's part of the hiccup here or the holdup is because the new owner's like, well, I'm not going to give you what you're asking for. Here's what I'm going to give you because I know I got this giant tax number coming.
That's exactly the case because they're going to look at what the out-of-pocket finances are for year one. And any bank, don't forget, someone's not coming in paying cash for this deal. They only have to come up with about 10% down, and then they finance the rest. So those finances go over whether 10, 20 years, whatever that is, that debt, and they have to pay on that debt. And if you're taking $280 million that could be used to pay down that debt, and they have to go into their pockets, that throws off the calculation of the value of the team. So
I would say very simply, I wonder if Wick thought that there would be a bigger, better offer sooner. Like, as in, he announced that, and then it kind of went off the board. Because when you think about buying...
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Audacy's State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry. And get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.
The Celtics and assuming this debt and the debt you would incur should you decide to invest in your own building, which is the only way you really are going to make money on this investment,
right?
That is compounding the debt twice.
Yes. Yeah, because the debt holders are looking at, well, what do you have for an asset other than the Boston Celtics franchise? You don't own your real estate. Chris, if you're going to get into the restaurant business, right, don't they always say own your own building? And instead of going to rent, though, they say just own your own house, right? Because every dollar that you put in, you're going to get at some point in the future. And right now, that is part of the problem. And I don't know where they threw out this $6 billion at the beginning. You know, I think even Forbes had it somewhere around $4.5 billion. But, you know, because of the franchise, the expansion franchise that's going to be going in Las Vegas, this deal getting done is going to set the price pretty much of who wants that new expansion franchise. So the league wants to do everything possible to get the most money. There's something going on in the background with this thing being 3 months delayed, got pushed out. All the timing leads it up. Listen, again, I'll go back to it. I'm not saying I want to trade anybody, but this is coming from the finance side, and it's affecting the deal. Now, the Celtics might just say, screw it, we'll take less. We don't want to do this to the fans. We don't want to break up this team and just bite the bullet. And that $280 million over the cap next year is already going to be in, like, baked into the deal.
Right.
So it will affect the deal in one way, whether the Celtics want to be on the hook for it or the new ownership wants to be on the hook for it. But if you're the Celtics, the only way to maximize this potentially, and I'll go back to Jaylen Brown. He is your biggest asset, and it gets the most money off the books. $53 million he's at as a cap hit for next year. That's a lot. That gets them under the threshold, so there's no luxury tax part of this deal. And Jaylen Brown, if you wait to the offseason, so if it doesn't get done at the trade deadline, there's going to be something definitely, maybe probably before draft day, to get assets. I put Houston in my Twitter post only because there's a lot to make sense. They have the most cap room that they could swing a deal where they don't have to trade back expiring contracts or just a few, and they could give you a lot of assets. You know, there's Brooklyn, and then there's the Washington Wizards. I don't know if they'll trade them in the Eastern Conference. Maybe it doesn't matter. But, again, I'm not here to play GM, but the only way this makes sense to maximize the value on shedding the contracts is to do it before the trade deadline.
All right, Dakota, thanks. So that clears up some things for me. One, it's not specific to Jaylen Brown. Nobody's talked about Jaylen Brown. It's specific to the fact that the Celtics ownership group is searching for money, and it's not been there to the level they want before they sell the team. And a way to increase the value in a sad way is to decrease the value of your team, as in its talent, but it will alleviate the payments next season.
And the league, and the league is not going to allow the Celtics or the potential new owner to squeeze the Celtics and lowball them because of, like Dakota said, the franchise that they're trying to put in Vegas, and they don't want the league to say, all right, let's say the Celtics are worth $4.5 billion. A new owner, the potential new owner comes in and goes, listen, I'm only going to give you $4 billion or whatever because I don't get my own arena. And there's this giant luxury tax that I'm going to have to be dealing with. There's no way the league wants that to happen, because then when the Vegas team bid comes out, they're going to look at what it costs for the Celtics. So that's going to affect how that thing moves.
To me, it's just the names that have been presented over and over again or been talked about for the Celtics seem like people that want to say, wow, I spent all this money and have all this talent and I don't care about how much it's going to cost down the road. We're going to be a championship team.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't see somebody like Jeff Bezos or anybody else in at that caliber having that much money wants the people going leaving the ownership group to be making those decisions.
Right, but remember, the thing about Bezos and those other guys, the reason why they are such savvy businessmen and, you know, quadrillionaires and multi-billionaires is because they know business and they're not going to purchase something for more when they know the asset isn't worth that because of the other things that might be connected with the luxury tax and not owning your own building. So they might say, okay, if you want me to buy this team, you're either going to give me a discount on price, which the current owners are going to be like, well, we don't really want to do that. And so the current owners are going to have to figure out a way to eliminate some of that tax.
Well, I'll be pissed if that eliminating involves Jaylen Brown.
Well, yeah, but but that's the way, like, because remember, they're not looking at it from a fan's standpoint, like, hey, we got these great young players, we'll spend whatever. They're looking at it, one's looking at it, we're trying to sell the team and we're trying to get as much money as we can, and the other person's looking at it and go, all right, we're trying to buy this asset, buy the team, and we're not trying to spend more
when I'm going to have to spend a lot on the back end.
Right. And I got
no
arena.
I think of this, I think that it's unlikely anybody but a Bezos is the one that ends up with this team. Because you're going to need how much money, if you need 10% down, and I don't know if that's accurate or not, so you got $500 million down, and then what's it going to cost to build an arena? It's going to cost hundreds of millions of dollars.
It's probably going to cost more than that. What's the new arena in L.A. cost? Isn't that like $2 billion? Right. So
yeah, so it's going to be another billion.
Right. And then you're gonna not only that, not only is it gonna cost you $1 billion to build arena, it's gonna then cost you another, you know, 30, 40, 50, 60 million to get out of the lease that you're in with the TD Garden, because you're gonna have to get out, because then they just sign a new lease for like 12 years. So you're gonna have to get out of that and you're gonna have to pay a penalty for that. So the new owner is definitely gonna have what we like to say, buku bread.
Yeah, I underplayed what the sale would mean, because the big story of the sale was that Wick had 2% himself, and that was the big pullout. It's actually that really no matter what, when this thing is done, the roster and the organization are going to be changed. No matter how big or small, whatever it looks like, the beginning of this potential dynastic run is going to make things look very different when there's a new person in charge. So, very interesting. We're about 30 minutes away from Courtney V. Keefe, V. Thief, at the crossover.
I don't want to fight with him. It's a Friday. Like, I'm in a good mood. I don't want to fight with Keefe. I just want him to understand where I was coming from. Wiggy explained it pretty nicely about where he's coming from. We can agree to disagree on this, but I do think that the reason he stole the Celsius was to get back at me, which is fine. But
I try to just put my therapist hat on.
Yep.
It don't really mean
who needs a degree?
Right. You don't really need one. Nowadays, when it comes to TikTok and social media, everybody's a therapist.
Right. Yep.
WebMD, that therapy. So we have that at 9:45, 9:30. Our good friend Costos. But right now, here's Courtney with what's trending.